From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Nora Mechanic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The town of Chatham is polling residents on broadband access in an effort to locate the areas of the town that lack coverage. Town Board member Vance Pitkin said surveying the public is one of few ways to map broadband service, as the two area providers are hesitant to reveal where they operate. Pitkin is leading Chatham's newly formed broadband committee. Charter Communications, or Spectrum, and Consolidated Communications are the two internet providers that serve Chatham. They are in competition with one another and reluctant to say where their fiber optic cables are located or where they plan to build next, Pitkin said. The survey can be found on the front page of the town's website at chathamnewyork.us. Residents with and without adequate internet coverage are being asked to participate. The town is hoping to receive at least 100 replies. Pitkin said it appears that approximately 75% of Chatham is covered by broadband. He said some residents may be unaware that they are in areas where broadband is available. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Times Union is reporting Rensselaer County Judge Deborah Young returned to the bench June 30th to preside over the first criminal case in the county courthouse in 3 months, where all involved were present in the courtroom instead of connecting remotely. The courtroom has now been transformed to deal with the social distancing required in handling the coronavirus pandemic. There are hand sanitizers for the judge, public, and the prosecutor's table and on the defense table. Seating was limited and larger tables for the parties had been installed. Everyone present wore masks. Young presided over the county's last criminal matter before the court shut down due to the pandemic. Weighing the status of an ill juror and other jurors' concerns over COVID-19, Young declared a mistrial in a case April 1st. That retrial will likely be happening this fall. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. The Bumpy's Polar Freeze saga continues. Pete DeMola is reporting for the Daily Gazette. Bumpy's owner, David Elmendorf, 35, was arrested late June 30th after he allegedly pointed a weapon at demonstrators protesting in front of his business. Elmendorf was charged with two misdemeanors after police found him following a traffic stop with a weapon described as a pellet gun. Elmendorf's attorney said his client was in Connecticut that day for a mental health break following days of protests outside of his Schenectady business. The attorney said, and I quote, "He was in Connecticut, but I guess he came back," end quote. The protest began after allegations of racism surfaced with the appearance of text messages alleged to have come from Elmendorf saying he does not hire black people. And you can read the full story in the Daily Gazette. Patricia R. Doxey reports for the Daily Freeman that the state of New York ordered HITS, the Socrates Horse Show Company, to shut down its planned reopening because of the coronavirus pandemic. The state order warns that HITS could face fines of up to $1,000 a day if it holds the Vermont Summer Special planned for July 1st through 5th. A letter from the state says, and I quote, "By operating the aforementioned horse show, HITS Incorporated will be in violation of Department of Health regulation and an executive order related to the COVID-19 state of emergency," end quote. HITS had canceled May shows, but planned to host 6 consecutive weeks of horse competitions in July and August under the name Great American Summer Series. The newspaper could not get a comment from Tom Struazzeri, president and chief executive officer of HITS Incorporated. And you can read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.